So I thought you was called the heavyweight cut.
Which is going badly. You're looking well,
mate. I'm trying to go to the gym today, but I've got...
I'm so fit and strong, but fat as a motherfucker.
Fucking tell me about it. My PT was like, tell me what your problem is, Mick. You're too buff, he said.
He definitely said buff,
didn't he? No, he said you're a tube of... tub of lard, that's what it was. I said, I'm always mis-listening.
Mr. Listening? What I'm saying is, Mick, I'm playing the Odyssey.
Yeah, no, I was... That's cool.
So, basically...
Can you put it back on a wee second?
Basically, what I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to put it on?
Yeah, I just want to...
All right, okay.
I'm... No one can stop that!
Fucking right.
You are a cunt.
Yeah. Don't forget where you are. The gentleman in the podcast with
Polangetis. Right on. I want you to get yourself and your soul. This man.
I'll break a pen. And this was 249. Don't break a pen. Don't break a pen.
This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Jettis. Mickey Bartlett.
It's Geddes.
Mickey Bartlett.
Jettis.
Bartlett.
Geddes.
Bartlett.
Jettis. Bartlett. Jettis. Jettis.
Mickey Bartlett.
Tell the people where you're going to be playing on the 25th of October, the day before my birthday, which is another event that's going to take thunder away from your head.
I'm playing the Ulster Hall, my first big room. Announced it on Monday.
Absolutely.
Guess what my best friend in the world did 25 seconds later? You tell people, Colin, what you did.
I mean, here's what happens. That was planned a long time ago.
That is true.
And whatever happens around it, no, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter at all.
No, but...
we want to have respectively good shows.
It's a great day for the parish.
It is, isn't it?
It is. You know, Mickey's doing big fucking shows. The poster's tremendous. You know, I feel like we're all... You know, like, you use the same little pool of people. So there's like a... You could nearly mark this period of time with a look.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a renaissance, if you will.
It's a bit like... Yeah, you could be like, that's the period of time.
Yeah.
When these boys
got
were
real.
Killing it.
Destroying it.
Killing it!
And I'll tell you what, I said this earlier, it's fucking hilarious that in a country where you couldn't get on TV because you're too, like, whatever,
aye,
that you can play stadiums and enormous concert halls.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're too edgy for TV because a woman called Sandra in fucking Tandragee isn't going to like it.
We saw your set, Mickey. We thought your set was really good. Really good. Really good. The roof fell after.
What do
people's
you mean very good?
We're blown apart.
What do you mean very good?
I've had people say, like, industry folk, yeah, it was good. It's a good set.
It was good.
You're like, mate,
do you know
what
why?
Happened?
Because they get nervous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
I think, do you know what? I actually think... It is, that's, yeah, it is. It is what it is. They're like, fuck.
Everyone who would give it up would be like, that was fucking the best. Where did I gig? Hold on a sec. Wait, is that still playing somewhere? I gigged somewhere. Oh my God, that's going to kill me now. Glasgow?
Yeah.
That was it. And the guy was talking about all these people and the fucking fringe and all, and he was like, that's the best stand-up I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not just going, because that's me, but I'm going like, there's something going on here. I honestly, the comedians are like better than, like, percentage wise than I've seen anywhere.
Like, I remember doing my first show at the Fringe last year. that had noise complaints from three other shows because the crowd were like, fucking... Yet I was like to the venue, can I get on the press launch? And they were like, no, you're not. Yeah, you're not great for the brand.
Nobody gives. It might actually be a bad day when people start to give comedians over here recognition.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we don't get it from people, from like actual fucking... I just realized I was wearing sunglasses at home. Although I quite like that.
Yeah, it's a good look.
But like, it's probably a good thing that there is no fucking industry recognition.
Definitely.
Because like, fuck, you know what I mean? Fuck.
It would only water it down.
I remember trying to, like, the guy from a well-known production company over here was like, oh yeah, we're submitting for Channel 4's fucking, what do you call their short version of online shit?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's not tight shorts. It's like fucking some other bullshit. And he's like, yeah, we're going to take this. And he took the idea for Iron Fighter and rewrote it. And he goes, okay, we'll change the name to Barry the Blender Sets the World to Rights or something. And I was like, that's absolutely the worst name. I could have fucking put a felt tip up my asshole and scraped a better name.
I remember like a Radio 4 producer was like, I'd done a set for a Radio 4 show, destroyed it. And then it was like, I would really love to get you your own show on Radio 4. And I had one idea because it was the year the Brexit happened. And I was like, why don't we do a stand-up show? Because I just want to do stand-up shows. I'm gonna get people from all over the fucking UK to do bits about Brexit. It'll be that simple. It'll be fucking... And it gets voices out. Because I think that Glasgow has a really good scene that no one's watching as well. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but in the
Glasgow
end...
Glasgow and Belfast have the best comedians.
Without a doubt. And by the end of the meeting, he was like, the idea went from that to Mickey Bartlett explains Northern Irish politics to English people. And I'm like...
that rolls off
the tongue. I was like, we're going to have six of them.
Yeah.
Because if I was explaining Northern Irish politics to English people, I would just simply go, ah, it's fucked and we've stopped paying attention. And
your show would open with one Brexit joke and then just segue into like other shit.
Yeah.
Brexit.
Anyway.
Nah, we're already at. And then, you know.
Who likes Bokken?
Both sides of the community.
I'd buck anybody.
Healing all wounds via Bokken.
I'm only joking, sure. You know me, I wouldn't buck a fly.
I'd let it run around
the tip of my
chaps. Or
as I call it, the Bonely Island.
Sure, I was talking. Was it me and you talking about the Scottish thing?
Maybe.
I can't remember how many podcasts I've done. Was it me and you talking about the guy, them trying to get in touch, and they were like, oh, you know, I was like, how much, what's the money like? And they're like, oh, we don't pay contributors.
Oh, yeah. It might have been you and Aaron, but we all get the same message, didn't we?
Yeah. Who did the last? Was it me and Aaron? Probably was. I was just talking about it. I was like, it's laughable. Like,
did you talk about how the fact that they approached Aaron, Aaron said no, but then give everybody else's names? Was that the same thing?
That was a different thing. Even, do you know what just happened to the camera there?
What?
A fly landed on the wee viewfinder and it cut out. You had your eye up to it. Welcome to the country where everything is rocking.
Did you paint that camera?
I bought a protective cover for it.
Fucking class.
And of course it's camouflage because I'm a fucking giant toddler. Fucking idiot. Come in, Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
It's weirder that you stand there. Huh? What do you want?
How's it going?
Yeah. What are you getting? Speaker. Just flying on it. We went around to the shop there and got lunch. Sorry. Eat some eggs there for yourself. Bye. All right, all the best. I had a list of stuff I wanted to talk about in this, but just, of course, let's talk briefly about Brody Stevens being dead.
Yeah, God rest him.
It's very sad when comedians die.
Uh-huh.
Because if you literally had all the people that he ever made laugh in one area,
yeah,
it would be millions of people probably. Yeah,
definitely. Like, when somebody that dies, you realise how like small the community is in comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird, especially with him, because he was someone who talked so openly about his mental health issues, which usually is a good sign. You know, if someone's like, you know, oh, I'm fucking bipolar or depressed, and you all know it now, so there you go, it's out in the open.
Yeah.
And he talked about it so much, but then, I don't know, that bipolar thing's a fucking scary.
That's a fucking scary one, definitely. I think probably in a situation too where he fucking works with tons of fucking gajillionaires. Because he's one of those situations where the industry didn't really ever give him that big of a crack of the whip, did they? Like?
No, the biggest thing he had, I think, was Zach Galifianakis basically produced a show for him and he was like, it was called Enjoy It or something. It was actually fucking funny, but he was like, he was basically like, oh, this guy, he was like, this guy should have his own show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And because he is a comedian turned actor sort of thing, and he's just like, it is a goddamn shame that nobody knows who this cunt is, because he's fucking hilarious. Like, and the wee show they made was actually really good. Like, but it was like a documentary, sort of half mock doc type
thing. Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet. But
I actually really prefer just having the sunglasses.
Keep them on when it's a bright day.
I might. Dude. Have you got sunglasses?
They're in the car. You're in the car. I can't wear sunglasses in this hat because it looks like I'm at a Republican funeral.
Nothing wrong with that.
They're about to read a statement. Oh, we know people on the fucking day.
Yolo. But I never told this story before, but I told you earlier, we were in the Comedy Store in LA and Brody Stevens was on. And like, talk about, you know, it's like one of those spots where you're like, I hope he's getting paid more than everyone else, because there's a couple of shitty openers. This is what happens on a lineup of like 12. There's a couple of bog standard openers and then do like 15 minutes each. And then you'll have a run of like the famous people.
Yeah.
So you'll have like, it'll be like fucking Joe Rogan, like all these comedians, just bang, 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 bang. And then after like, say five or six of them, which would be an hour and a half,
aye,
that's when it starts to get late night and they just start throwing people up. And they'll throw another two up and then they'll bring him on in the middle of all that shit, which is like, I mean, you're like 3.5 hours into a night of comedy at this point, and they throw him up and it's literally like just giving everyone fucking
just destruction,
a slap around the face. Like.
Aye.
But that's when he said that we were in the right in the front row. I think we paid extra to be in the front row. And the guy, or he was on stage, he's like, where are you from? And I was like, Ireland. And he goes, I've been to Ireland, Dublin, Galway. And I went, oh, it's Galway. And he just slammed the mic down and went, don't correct me in my hometown. And then just picked the mic back up and just chatted away. That's not so funny neither, told it three times.
Nobody's... I always remember one joke.
Had a moment with him, basically, is what I'm saying.
Well, because I was talking to my good friend Daniel Sloss about him, and I didn't realize Sloss knew him. And he was saying, yeah, he was the fucking nicest guy in the world. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I bench pressed 370 pounds at the gym today. Her name was Sheila.
Yeah.
She fell off a treadmill.
At Curves. Yeah. No, he's so fucking funny. Like,
he's fucking brilliant.
There was, we watched like his half hour set last night. But it's a weird style. Do you know what? It's probably about as close as you can get to like Dave Attell. Without actually being David Attell, because he constantly reviews what he's just done. So he'd be like, da, 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 here's a joke, didn't go well over here, okay, we'll try it again, positive energy.
Yeah.
Or he'd fuck a sentence up and he'd be like, okay, we'll do it again, we'll do it again. And he goes back to the start and fucking does the bit again. He's like, I'm doing my best, chuckle along. I've been at this for 20 years. Fucking incredible. But I don't know, it's just... It is just sad when comedians die. Like,
yeah,
for some reason I was like watching that Billy Connolly thing the other week, and I was like, see when this cunt dies, it will be fucking like a national holiday.
Yeah.
Yet
if Peter Kay was to die, nobody would give a fuck.
How did people stop liking people when they're really successful? Is it because he just didn't try anymore? He'd be shite.
With Peter Kay?
Yeah.
No, I think. The crack with him was on his way up through the circuit. He was a cunt.
Material
and stuff like that.
Okay.
But then I don't know how much that's just bitterness from comedians that he just fucking blew past, because that could be the case. But
I think
I've met, whenever they talk about big comedians that are sound, they're like, no, they're genuinely fucking sound. He's the one that keeps coming up. Like, no one has a bad word to say about Michael McIntyre.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's like one guy slagging you, who gives a fuck? But if it's like across the board, people going like, yeah, he's just not a nice guy. Like.
Exactly. Doesn't stink of fanny unless you're a cunt. I mean, that's my new way of saying there's no smoke without fire. Enjoy that, folks. Have that.
Doesn't stink of fanny. Tattooed on. Well, you know what the name of the podcast is going to be now? Doesn't stink of fanny.
Unless there's a cunt. Yeah, that good? That we can shorten down, make it something... If it smells like a cunt, looks like a cunt, it's Peter Kay.
Garlic bread. I have to play you this, right? This is the fucking stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I think I screenshotted it. Hold on. I sent this to Aaron the other day.
It's always good that whenever I'm away, you two have that bromance thing you just have going on.
I fucking text him, you fucking silly bitch. This is ridiculous. You know,
I'm not going to laugh at it on purpose.
No, you will laugh. It's not even funny. It's just like how stupid it... Fat ass house mix. I was listening to Andrew Dice Clay, which, you know, there's mixed opinions on him.
Aye.
I've watched comedy documentaries where people are like, you know, it's a load of shit. Because he walked at me, hickory dickory dock, your mom was sucking my cock.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So, and it's so, but like, I was listening to it the other day when I was cleaning out the back kitchen. Not a euphemism. You know, Mickey's living his life in New York, and I'm doing some real boring high shit over here. Selling tickets, mind you, to our show, which is sold out! Who's fucking tonight? Who's fucking tonight? Who's fucking tonight?
Neither one of us. You're married and I've got a long-term girlfriend.
That's kind of very true. Very true.
Want to wank at your ass?
Some relief, is it?
I'll be like, hard relief, sir.
I did the worst thing I ever did. Well, it's not the worst thing. You could have sucked him, man.
Yeah, you could have sucked him, man.
Like, it's not.
If you had any manners about you, you would have.
I know. I did the second worst thing I could.
I did the third worst because I let him fuck my daughter. But
if you're going to rusty trombone him, I did the third worst thing I ever did.
I actually did the fourth worst. I sat under a table when that man took a shit on me.
I know. If you were John McAfee, you'd have let him shit in your mouth like a gentleman. Like a
gentleman.
Huh? You fucking pussy. But yeah, there's a bit of comic relief for someone who is a comedian to listen to Andrew Dice Clay, because you're like, he hasn't bothered writing punchlines, he hasn't bothered being clever, he hasn't bothered being anything. It's just, it's so.
He's bought a jacket. He's smoking.
Like, there's a bit I listened to, and he literally was just like, I spend my fucking Friday nights with my nose up my wife's fucking crapper. I love a good fat ass. And he goes, this is so not clever, but he's like, I put my fucking nose so far up a shitter, I can smell the fucking pancake she had for breakfast. Oh! And you're like, but you see, we would laugh at that just because it's so fucking crass and didn't even bother trying to be like clever about it. But then this bit came on and I was more laughing like, I can't believe.
Like some music for, right?
I can't believe this is like a bit. It's Fat Ass House Mix.
Run like some music for, right? You gotta give us some music.
This is basically a romantic night and he has with his wife.
Music's very important to a girl. See what I mean? Nicey nice.
So he's had a DJ play this, which is the most saddest part.
Nicey nice. Oh, this is the best. Whack bag, 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 whack bag. And then what you got?
By the way, this is audio, so I have no idea what the fuck.
Okay, I have no idea.
You gotta talk sexy to him, cause a chick loves sexy talk. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Whack bag, whack bag, whack bag, whack bag, whack bag, whack bag.
This is like.
Is he saying wipe it?
I thought he said wet bag or something. But like, I just, but I put this on and I was just like, imagine you run your set through and you're like, we're running about 10 minutes short. And he goes, I got a fucking idea. Face down, ass up, that's the way.
Face down, ass up, that's the way we like the fuck.
Terrible timing.
Face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck. Whack bag, whack bag, whack. And she's like this. What a filthy fucking animal you just turned her into. And she's like this. Oh, goddamn. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, goddamn. And then we start talking dirty again. Face down, ass up. Down like a fucking wrestler trying to... Face down, ass up. Now she's on the ground like a fucking wrestler trying to give up. Right? She's done and you're fucking chasing her. You're like this. Get the fuck over here now. Get the fuck over here. And you're like this now. Ass cunt, ass cunt, ass cunt, ass cunt, ass cunt. And then, when you fuck a chick like that. All that says when you bang a chick like that, I'm a romantic.
Like, I was just like, you know when you're just like confused? You're just like, what?
Ass cunt, ass cunt, ass cunt.
See, no, I'm sorry. Did he? No, that's because that fucking song was a song.
Yeah.
So obviously he didn't write that. He's just done his own version. Or did somebody write it after he did that?
I don't know, but I was
that's how fucking intelligent I am. I'm just trying to figure out what's it about though, Dice.
I was just like,
what's the message?
I was just laughing my head off, just like, what the fuck
is this? Ass cunt.
You fucking animal.
You fucking motherfucker, you.
I've been talking like that all week.
The Iceman cometh. Now, I'm going to watch this so that I can like revise for the Odyssey. No one does this. No one does that anymore, do they? Like the pre-movie. The pre-roll movie.
Oh!
Best fucking intro, though. Lighting a fag with the most ridiculous jacket of all time.
You'd wear that?
You'd
wear it? I would wear that, actually. I'd wear that belt.
Best opening line of all time.
I got my tongue up this chick's ass, right? I just told my mother this one on the phone. You know?
Yeah, like, that's a... That is fucking hilarious, really, isn't it? That's fucking brilliant. I can watch that all day. Like, say what you want about the rest of his material. That's fucking the biggest dick in comedy there.
I got my tongue up this chick's ass, right?
Fucking magical.
No, you're gonna like this.
Have you seen this as well? This is what's his name? Not this is another brilliant intro for a fucking Colin Giggles things. Best intro for a goddamn. I think this is it.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh. I'm going to try. I've always wanted to be able to do this. You know, just open a fucking... Open a show with one killer line. Never happened. It's always just like, well, how's it going? Well, how's it going? What's crack? You're doing well. Huh?
Are we well? Are we well, guys? Are we well?
If I remember correctly, this is also a belter opener. All my best first lines ever.
Michelle Obama. I need her on my team. I'm waiting on Obama to fuck up.
Brilliant.
I want to fuck Michelle Obama.
I want to fuck Iris Robinson. That's our version.
I don't think anyone wants to. I want to stick my dick in a fucking in a blender. So fucking hell. There we go. Where do we move on from this? I had other stuff. I was in Have we talked for like half an hour? 5 minutes. I was at my dad's house the other day, cleaning out the garage, which is
the original studio.
I had a wee bit of a, I didn't have an emotional moment. I didn't really give a shit, but I was just like, the cultural significance.
Oh my God,
of this one.
That's
garage.
Our fucking Anne Frank Museum.
Yeah, there's a bit of blue black up. Now he's renting the house out. You know, he's not losing it forever. But I was literally just like, if you really thought about like the fucking trickle back to whatever.
Yeah, the amount of fags it was smoked up.
But like early versions of this.
Yep.
Early versions of this, early versions of podcasts, or videos, fucking.
Remember sitting in there thinking, what are you going to do with the Yeminator?
As like fucking, you know what I mean? Evolution will catch up that cunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Fucking right. Yeah. Fucking pouring fucking Powerade all over her tits and all.
Oh yeah, music videos. Yeah, you name it. It was all fucking in that wee one garage. It's not very sad.
It's very sad. No. Very sad.
It's not very sad. It's just is what it is. Like, but yeah, it was fucking, it was crazy. It was literally like, yeah, you could nearly fucking any fucking comedian that you fucking see in Northern Ireland right now, you could just be like,
he was in the garage. He was in the garage.
And it would go back to that one place.
Yeah.
You know? Crazy.
That's mad again.
Got the punch bag out of it, so I could literally...
Did he keep it?
I could literally... I was going to throw it out, and Wayne was like, don't you dare. And I went, okay. And we took everything out of the house. There was like fucking just old photos, just real bad photos. I had highlights in my hair.
We all went through that, but I had them too.
My back hair. Would you have them now if someone offered?
If I had, no. Past that. If at the same hairline, I would go for it. Like, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, I did not.
Unfortunately, I'm void of hairline.
Yes.
Would you ever get a hair transplant?
Yeah.
Would you?
You're fucking right.
The one where they take the big smiley face out of the back of your head?
Yep, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I would like...
You're openly, not that dear, like,
yeah, I would openly say that I'd done it as well.
You could fucking... like, who's had... What do you call a comedian has had one from downside?
Damo Clark. Got one done recently.
Damo Clark had one?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I've never even thought about his head. He's like me. He wears hats all the time.
But he got one, because he did a whole set about how the fact that like he just spent $5,000 on it and he literally always wears baseball caps, so...
Doesn't even matter. Pointless. Yeah, no, that's funny. I know, because people would think the fact that I wear a hat all the time is a bald thing, but it's not. Funnily enough, I can actually remember my granny giving me stick before. You shouldn't wear hats, they'll go bald. And I went, shut up, you old bitch.
You stupid old cunt.
I'll fucking wear hats if I want. Do you know who I am? I'm in Limp Bizkit.
Did you have that one as well? I had that hat.
Well, I mean, the sort of new era fitted cap was not a easy purchase back in the day. I'd have fucking murdered a child to get one.
Then. I had one that was a good two sizes too small for me, but it was the only one I'd ever seen in real life. So it was like, say I didn't buy it. I was like, Mom, will you buy me this?
We Limp Bizkit yarmulke.
And I swear to fuck, I would, every time I took it off, you could see like the rest, like my head would have to puff back out again. Like, it was fucking awful.
Just fell back out.
Yeah, fucking Wu-Tang. FUBU jeans. For us, buys us, buys. We already did that joke in the podcast.
For us, buys, buy us, buys. I would love some. I mean, there might not be, apart from the swastika, a better logo than the Wu-Tang logo.
I think you're right.
It's fucking class. And then what ruined that was the fact that whatever band you're into and you think it's cool, you can just buy that shit in Primark now. You know? Oh, let me buy
There's loads of them.
Let me buy it. My sister bought a fucking Ramones t-shirt in Primark. Didn't even know what it was. And I had to tell her, like, do you know what that is? That's a band, and you wouldn't fucking listen to them.
Aye.
People love them, like, but by that one song. That one's good, but also, yeah, the other one. Okay, there's two songs.
There's two songs.
But, yeah, she was like, I don't know, I just bought it because it was maroon, and I went like, you fucking maroon!
It's burgundy, actually.
You absolute maroon. Yeah, fuck, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Aye. I'm fucking awful jet lag, boy.
You're tired, are you?
I was in the States performing, but not if you're asking legally.
Tell us how it went. Did you earn loads of money? And
Spent loads of money on pints. Haven't stopped shipping for the last 2 days. And at the best fucking pizza I've ever had in my entire life. Like, can no longer eat
that New York pizza. Pie, bro. Where were you?
New York. but no, it was like... And it was one of them.
If you say
like,
Domino's, I'm going to fucking tackle you to the floor.
I think it's some. It's proper. It's called like Pizza Hut. I think I'm saying that right. Pizza Hut.
Papa Juan's?
Yeah, it was a good fellas.
Apache pizza.
It was literally like. It was
chicken
called,
a lick.
Domino's.
Dominios.
No, it was like it was a typical fucking like Little Italy pizzeria, but it was Middle Eastern fellas behind the counter.
Of course.
And it was fucking unbelievable.
Oh yeah. And I bet you if you spoke to like a real New Yorker, they'd be like, hey, this ain't shit. Ass cunt.
No,
ass
I think
cunt,
they were like
ass cunt.
Yeah. No, I think most people seem to think it was decent. A decent slice of pie, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Just buy it by the slice.
Yeah, I bought two slices at one point. The guy was like, "Oh, you have someone else to eat?" I'm like, "Nah, I mean, I'm gonna eat these in front of you and make eye contact the whole way through it."
You're fed the best.
Give me a slice of the sausage, yeah, you motherfucker, you.
I love it.
I said,
I can't believe you can't buy like Italian sausage over here. It's the best.
It is good.
I we were in Dublin and there was a place called like De Fontaines or something, or La Fontaines, something like that. But I was trying to like, you know, because it was like bad by the slice, and in my head I was like, obviously I'm building my own pizza here with different flavors. So I was like, here's that one, the chicken one and the spicy one. And the guy was like, all right. And it was me, Maureen and Aaron. So he's probably like, oh, that makes sense. And then Maureen ordered hers. And she's like, you're not going to eat three bits. And I was like, I'm a fucking nut. And I didn't.
No,
it was a lot of pizza. You know what I mean? It was the size of a goddamn flag. Right. It was like, it was huge. But it didn't. It tasted of nothing.
Oh, really?
It wasn't good.
That place was fucking... There was... Because I went there... Cause pretty much, that was all I ate. Because a jet lag and then hangovers. So it was like, I had enough time to fucking eat a bit of pizza, go and do a gig, and then get back on the beer.
I love your... technique for getting over jet lag, which is stay on your at-home
time
hangover pattern for 10 days.
Yeah.
You're grand.
Sometimes 30. That's what I did in Australia.
30 days?
Yeah. I've napped all over the world and had explosive diarrhea in many, many different countries. You stamp my passport, I'll stamp your bathroom. Sir.
I'm so proud of you. The very last thing I did in my dad's house was take a shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just a wee sad song.
I do. I actually, yeah. If I'm
so in it.
If I'm leaving a place I've been for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I do a wee like, I'll have one more wee dump and then I'll go.
And I needed it. Like, it wasn't like a sentimental thing. I was like, right, of the couch shifted, now here. I'm about to fucking clatter this bug.
I got the fucking, that's why I was in the airport all day yesterday because I had nowhere else to go and fuck it. And kind of needed a shit before I got on the plane, but all the airports in New York, the toilets are wee fucking half doors. And I was like, I'm not doing it.
I hate that. Close it up.
Aye.
Have it right to the fucking ceiling and it shuts tight and there's an air con.
Like Witherspoon's?
Witherspoon's.
So I like held the shit and I was like, right, it'll be all right. If I need to go, I can go on the plane. Fell asleep at a weird time on the flight. Was surrounded by a bunch of cunts, which I'll tell you about in a wee second. But as soon as the pilot was like, and we're approaching Dublin Airport for landing, the seatbelt sign is now on, so please do not leave your seats. My stomach was all, we need a shite now, Mac, we need a shite. And I went, ran straight to the bathroom at Dublin Airport, dumped sewage, and then I swear, I kind of was there for a good sort of 7 minutes, just like, oh, fuck. And then I heard a fella boking in the next stall. I don't know if it was related.
I would love that.
But I imagine it was. So if you're a fan of the podcast,
I was going about my day and I had a lovely sandwich and I thought and a cappuccino. I thought I would.
I was really looking forward to a bowl of Irish stew.
I wanted stew and a Guinness and a man was vomiting out of his anus next to me. It smelled like fucking.
The luck of the Irish.
It was like somebody left a dog carcass.
It was bad.
In a fucking Tupperware box.
It was. Do you know whenever you're like, I'm not well?
Yeah. Where it's like a chicken farm?
It was like somebody took an old engine apart. Just sulfur. Like it was.
Were you wiping your arse like the way you would dry a champagne flute?
I was actually wiping my arse like I was trying to attract a bull's attention because the fucking paper was just melting.
You're like reaching down to scoop toilet water back up your ass.
It was shocking. It really was.
I went in for a piss yesterday up at our boy Dark Matter's office.
Uh-huh.
And it's a dodgy part of town. And
how dare you?
And I went in the toilet.
It's a lovely part of town.
I went in the toilet.
If you're a Fenian.
There's literally a fucking IRA museum in it.
Over the wall?
No, I'm serious. Over the stairs. It's like fucking Irish Republican Museum or something. And the guys that run it, volunteers, doing God's work. But I went in the bogs and I was like, someone has smoked just recently a full fag in here.
I just knocked it.
There was like fucking tobacco around the toilet seat. And I was like, someone's literally just been like, clunk, just fucking smoking.
I tried to do that once in my student flat and couldn't coordinate.
Smoking, no.
Stubbed a finger at my whole by accident.
Yeah.
If you rolled fart, up a bit of toilet paper.
If you fart and inhale, don't free cigars.
Hey, Cubanos, huh?
What's a celebration?
Happy birthday, huh?
Bite the end off. motherfucker, yo.
You son of a cocksucker, yo.
Yo, motherfucker.
I'll bury you in the fucking...
Call my friend the faggot.
You what a smelly shit kicking horseman, you stinking motherfucker, you.
We played this before.
I don't think so. Where's my fucking...
The fact that Joe Pesci... Oh my God, someone's been buying t-shirts.
Is it Pesci or Pesci?
It's Pesci, which I think means fish. Do you know he's a singer now?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
Let's hear one of his classics. Because does he not just do covers?
I did it my way, cunt.
One full and a little Joe
shirt. I'm going to get you, Kevin.
You little jerk.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
This is worse than when you meant to watch porn.
Foolish grin.
Well, play your cards right.
Keeping perfectly still.
It's creepy. It's
creepy as fuck.
But nobody wants to know him. They can see that.
That should be played if you've somebody tied that chair and you're about to cut their ear off as you're sharpening the fucking blade.
What the fuck are you? It's not the pale moon.
What have you done now, Colin?
That excites me.
So is Jimmy Scott a 400-year-old woman that they've got singing here?
That's Jimmy Scott of the Navajo tribe? Is that racist? Yeah, I mean, sorry.
And delights me. Oh no.
Put some Lip Balm on, fuck's sake.
It's just...
Cuts to the producer behind the desk like, yeah, we're heating up.
The nearness...
I thought that said Travis Scott.
Of you.
Straight up!
Yo, motherfucker, yo! It isn't your sweet...
Get the pesky.
Sensation.
He's crying.
I feel you so close to me.
Decent voice for 112, yeah. Like... It's Joe Pesci.
Oh, my wife.
Get the...
You only...
Get to the pesky bit.
Oh, the first time I heard him, I was just floored.
Let's run it from the beginning. Let Jimmy sing it once through, and then when it swings, I sing it.
Yeah.
I became an indie anywhere he sang.
Why is there no Joe Pesci bit?
As my old buddy.
He's your old...
When you're in my arms and I feel you so...
You go...
I can't even...
Finish. Yeah.
We should definitely have a Joe Pesci theme night where we just listen to Joe Pesci all night.
That'll be lovely, Colin.
Then hit each other
just the two
bath.
Of us.
Yeah, I had to cut the fucking deer off the fucking hoof. The hoof, the fucking foot. What,
just fucking whack somebody?
Yeah, oh my God. That's
Where's your fucking shoeshine box, you cunt?
That's, oh my God. Well, I've got some videos. Have you seen this? I spell awkward. Okay.
Joe motherfucker, yo!
Did you see this? Ja Rule did a concert.
Came out in 99.
And he had a bit of a technical difficulty, and it's the most awkward.
He's the most awkward. Like,
came out in 99.
Because he's all like, ha ha!
Yeah.
Ja Rule, baby! And you're like, calm down, you fucking...
Sanchez, we ready?
My eyes! My legs!
Are we ready?
He's just standing there.
Okay, someone's cut some shit in on top of that, and I don't like it. Let me see if we got it here.
So they brought out a 2,000 artist. So they brought out a 2,000 artist.
Hates that. Hates, they call him a 90s artist, and he's like, ha ha ha, not.
Yeah.
But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts.
That's the 90s.
It says, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading. DJ's like, I'm loading up here. I don't have it.
They get it. Give me time to load up. Are we ready?
Skunder. Look at his face.
I guess not.
Fucking
Lord, since you went to Turkey, Panama. I lost the best girl I ever had. I'm homeless out on the.
How awkward is that, though?
He's just, I had a respect for him because I enjoyed the Fast and Furious movies and he was in one of them. But that Fire documentary just made you realize how much of a fucking tit he is.
Nothing he does is like a real reaction. No, he's one of those guys. Like, there's a bit where he's like on that boat talking to that fucking fat waste of space. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy fucking something.
Aye.
And he's like, he's got this beer and he's like, and he's like, just. You know, like, holding it weird, like he's never held a beer before. We drink it. And then he's like... And the thing is, he's also like...
He's in that good a shape, you know he doesn't drink beer.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's all I could think.
Or like, he doesn't drink at all. He's like, scared. You know, like, I'm a poet. Get in the hot tub. We should try to get those girls in the hot tub and on. You're like, listen, you fucking 4'11" midget. No one wants to get in the pool with you.
When people just call when people just call him Ja, it makes me go... I don't know.
Yeah. James.
James Rule.
James Rule. I mean...
Murder, murder, murder!
This is an absolute stankin' tune, like. But it's mainly the beat, and I don't know who produced it, but it's all beat, baby. A dog run about it. I like to work more to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real... Choking. I wanna ask all my gangs the real question. What do you do when they at you? Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. Let's take the wall. Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. Take the wall. Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon'. Too long. But ice, now I'll send it up to the greatest to tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals that ain't roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slam. Me and Aaron play this game where it's who would you rather be rapping on this beat?
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
That's really cute.
Yeah. It's just one of the things that we share when you're in fucking New York.
Lord. No, I was out in New York. I noticed you didn't come to visit. McCann's out in LA. You're all, I'm going to go to fucking see McCann.
Why the fuck? You never asked me.
You shouldn't have to ask you, Colin.
Just book a fucking ticket. Just book an account.
You should know.
I hurt my throat there. Clap back. I would have I've never been to New York. I'd love to go.
We should go during the summer.
Just me and you. I would love to go to New York during the summer. Fuck the winter.
Aye, it's dog shit.
I want to be able to wear shorts and walk around, sweat all over myself. We're gonna clap back. We're gonna clap back. Look at her tits, bro. Let me just. Oh, look, Aaron McCann's releasing shows. Everyone's releasing shows. Bloody fuck a blah. Comedy festival. Hold on, just do a screenshot these questions and we'll do some questions, will we?
Aye. Whatever you want, bro.
We're gonna clap back. We're gonna clap back. We're gonna clap back. Somebody did send me a bunch of porn. Let me see, 2 hours ago, 2 hours ago.
Stick a bit of porn on, like, I'm ready for it this time.
You ready for the porn?
After that fucking scat porn last time, I don't think anything can skirm us, so.
The annoying bit about this whole set, sorry, I'm not talking to the mic at all. Do you know what I'm going to have to do?
Download it.
I'm going to have to, because I can't click this link, I might have to type this in. I'm going to type this footnote. It's going to be hilarious when I type Pornhub and there's a ream of shit. Pornhub.com.
One arm Lauren? What the fuck's that?
Oh, no, there's me and Aaron. We're talking about this girl who's got like one arm.
Oh, he's watching porn yet?
Let me see.
It's nothing sacred, Colin.
Opening interviews.
That ring on your finger should mean something. You're married to me.
Hold on a second. Oh, mate. He's going to have to fucking tweet me that or something because I think that would be real funny. Just you know, chat amongst yourselves or whatever. do you see any fucking famous places in the place you're in?
So, Ground Zero. Why a load of people took selfies at it.
Did you not take a selfie?
No. I genuinely think it makes... I was going to try and write a bit about it, or even just have a quick joke about it, where if you take a selfie at Ground Zero, it makes it look like you got away with it.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking for the wrong guy.
That was me, so it was.
Saw the Statue of Liberty.
Did you eat anything else exciting?
I went to, there's like a place across from, you know, the Ghostbusters fire station is? Yeah. Went there and got a fucking roast beef au jus.
Oh, yeah, like a French dip.
Fucking lethal.
I've had one of those. Class. I had one that was in America and was not into it for some reason.
No, that was the one I had was deadly.
I was just like, fuck, I don't know about that, man. And maybe it just wasn't a good one.
Probably the nicest fries I've ever had as well.
Oh, aye. Very cultured. And very cultured man is our Mick. So yes, I'll turn myself up there a wee bit. I'd love to go to New York. Let's go to New York. Do you want to do that? Just me.
Yeah,
and just me and you. Just two boys. Just two boys hanging out. I've absolutely lost a run of myself here doing this podcast. I'm all confused trying to get this porn for you. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did not, actually, no.
No?
I hear that Lady Gaga won.
I mean, how is Bradley Cooper not just diving into her muff every night? I think that there must be. There's too much connection going on there. Do you know when they sing the songs to each other?
Aye, but they're both very talented actors. Like, he's a brilliant actor. I reckon Bradley Cooper...
I'd be acting like my wife that it wasn't fucking plowing into.
I know. I think Bradley Cooper could fucking make anybody fall in love with him. He's that good a performer. Because he's got so much range, Colin. Comedy. Action.
Cock. Good cock range.
Probably good cock range. Fucking your man that shot himself.
I mean, Lady Gaga's one of those, like, you know, you'd absolutely love the writer, but she's not really that hot types.
I'm not into her at all, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
Like,
but you tell me she wouldn't flirt your butthole. I don't even know what that means. I forgot that she sang that. That's right.
Have you ever been rimmed? Mm,
definitely not. Yeah, I would fucking lose respect for anybody that wanted to rim me.
I would have a ton of respect.
If Maureen rimmed me one night, she'd wake up and I'd have all my shit packed and have left.
I saw like a...
I don't know. I thought I knew you.
A trailer for a guy that does like fucking bare-faced rock climbing with no ropes.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, I was like, "That's I have respect for that, man. But if you were to lick one of our arseholes...
You're braver.
Way braver.
That, speaking of licking arseholes, that dude will just be hanging off a cliff, dumping in his knickers, like.
Oh, why?
I think that's in the documentary. You know, he's what sort of endurance athlete are you? And he's like, well, I'll just shit my pants. That's
what I do. You probably...
Imagine shitting from that height. Imagine just walking along and a human turd just hits you on the side of the face. You're like, what the
fucking
fuck
pterodactyl?
And the guy's up there and you know he's a fucking, you know, he's just eating nuts and vegan stuff all day. Just having a gravel shite in your...
It probably fucking just sticks straight into the ground.
Imagine it killed you. Just you know, like that story of like if you drop a penny from the top of the Eiffel Tower, it goes through your body.
Have you ever seen the video with a guy? This is kind of off topic, but it was in the like fucking 1910s or whatever, and he tried to invent like a parachute coat. So he had a coat with loads of wee tiny parachutes on it.
One test did he
have? And he was like convinced, he was like, I've done the mads, I have done les séances. And he jumped off the Eiffel Tower with it, and it shows you the video, and it's like you see him like sort of, it's from pretty far back, like, but you can see him approaching the edge of the thing, and then just like poof. Like just fucking,
let me see, can you find it? Testing, let me see, is it real?
Yeah,
I've seen a few of those. Is this the guy? Franz?
Yeah, that's the one.
Death jump, let me see this fucking stupid French cunt. Today I have a baguette.
Oh,
look at his moustache. What a stupid what a this is like a
tell you what, fucking nice hat.
This is like a goddamn sketch on something, isn't it? And of course, today I try to... Can you do a French accent? Today I try to jump on an Eiffel Tower. Oh, you cock. I mean, it's not far off like a wingsuit. Whatever you call those things. I mean, it looks like a sketch because of the music.
Aye. Oh, it looks like he's coming down the stairs in a duvet.
Oh, this dumb bitch. Does this cunt just fall to his death right now?
I think so. This is... I actually haven't seen...
Imagine the director.
This up close of this.
He's on a camera. He's like, take one.
Francois, we didn't get it.
Cold date. Oh, what a cock. I'm so nervous. Dickhead!
Finn.
That is the stupidest... It looks like I just lifted a coat off the table and jumped out of a building. It's just like some material.
It doesn't... He's come down in his duvet. What's for breakfast?
Why does the music make it so much funnier? Do you know what I mean? Today I jumped from the building. That's terrible. I can't do a French accent.
Oh fuck.
Boink. First of all,
je suis mort.
melt.
melt.
Like, that's the fucking stupidest. Like, imagine everyone going, you're Franz, bro, you'll just fall and die.
No, I have belief in my equipment.
I've been in the bibliothèque all day.
Bro, first of all, it doesn't even, like, a parachute wouldn't open from that height.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? You need a rope, is what you need. And
melt.
What's worse is, why didn't he just tie something to that and try it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like a big block of wood or a weight or something. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, try the coat first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I physically put on a baggy t-shirt thinking that I'm fucking defying gravity.
I'm cut to you holding a sleeping bag. We'll go flying here.
I know. The moustache probably give him more aerodynamics than the fucking coat did. You fucking dickhead. 84 at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com.
Just trying to sign into Twitter. Haven't done that in 20 years. Brooklyn Blue bus sex tour. Okay, here we go.
Was this the...
Shout out to our boy Wilson.
Fuckers, this is Brooklyn Blue's sex tour.
Might want to go big screen. I'll open a new one. So she's doing a sex tour. No doubt it's around Belfast or something. Fucking ads on porn, like, how funny. Oh, she just goes around the UK.
Yes!
Bit of dubstep fucking wow wow. I've never driven so far to get some car!
She's got a fucking zigzaggy mouth, have you seen it?
I gotta go a bit air cock.
I'm so wet. I think I may have stuck to the sea.
That's not how wet works, dickhead.
She's right up your street, Mick, isn't she?
I fucking hate boats. Next up, Belfast.
It's like a vlog, kind of.
Yeah, here's my dad's work.
Mine too.
I've been in Northern Ireland for like 1 minute. I can't understand a fucking word they're saying.
You racist.
Hi, what's your name?
Paul.
Do you want to be a star with me? Porn star? Are you from Belfast?
Yes, I am, yeah.
What's your name?
Joe.
Can I suck your dick, Jed?
Joe, was it?
Joe.
Maybe he's had a bad day. Joe? Your accent's so strong. Well, can you talk to me for 2 minutes about porn? I'm going around all the cities.
Oh, man.
Glasgow, Liverpool, here in Belfast. Do you have a big cock? London and Cardiff. In Ireland, to find out, everyone has a foot fetish.
Have that one surprise me.
Do you like my city? And which city? Kinky. Are the best fucks? And which area has the best
Your
cars?
Man's like, thank God I wore my hat.
Do you think Belfast are going to be high up in the running?
Slightly above average. Not really.
No, really, no. Would you fuck me good with your cock?
Oh, what?
Doggy,
oh,
so you'd bend me over and fuck me really hard to do, doggy. Oh, he's all in fat.
Yeah. I think. I mean, it's work to get anyone to just literally stop their day and be like, "Would you buck me?"
Aye.
You'd be like,
"Do you want to donate to Friends of the Earth and then buck me?"
Where is it? I wouldn't mind firing a shower around my bollocks for 2 minutes.
Fast forward here to see what if she gets bucked.
Jared. Hopefully Jared smashes her pie in. Big round fake teddies.
Got a big cock. Me naked already, huh?
Come on, bro. She's got a big cock.
That's a fucking...
What did you say?
Is it second up?
Ah, like, it takes me... Sometimes you have to talk really slow to me because I get really confused with accent.
He's just took his dad.
Imagine, like, just these two dudes, like, all right, we're going to go to fucking Westminster for a shite. And then some young girl is like, do you want to fucking buck me? Imagine.
He likes big boobs,
yeah. Oh. Yeah, where's your baby?
be a bit awkward if you didn't, huh?
Licked her hand.
That sofa's seen better days too, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they just picked that up a bit. Oh, she's licking her hand a lot. I'd be scared to lick my own hand. I'd be like, have you any hand sands? Now, if I had to describe that, I would say that looks like...
somebody aborted an elephant.
Do you know when a dog chews on like a dried up pig's ear?
Yeah, that's...
that's what her fanny looks like. Now, you could...
Jesus!
You could literally just punch that...
I bet put your hand in that. You definitely both of them. TV, right? Or on the internet.
What there's three of them on here! Your arsehole's a bit fucking hanging out here as well.
Look at these guys! These fucking guys! I've got the... do you remember when those t-shirts were in? Like, there's just tons of shit all over them. Look at the... what are they gonna do? Look at this guy. He actually looks kind of familiar.
Just hearing him in that.
Are they all going to buck her? Or are they just like...
I don't know. Fast forward to see what happens.
I don't want to buck her. Like, but I'll stand about.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm gonna need that. Ah, good. I like him already. So, James, what do you enjoy?
I'm fucking...
yes?
I like... tits. I like feet.
You like feet?
Oh, he's English.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Just... she's just fucking...
here, he could do a bit of sugar cream.
Look at that gross dick setup. It's just like, do you know what cracks me up? If I always think, like, if you were a dude doing this, do you know what I mean? And you were like, I'm gonna go around the street. You're like, what sort of decrepit?
Can we unpause it just for a second, though?
Decrepit.
Just move it on a wee bit.
Decrepit fucking shit heaps. Where you gonna... imagine just picking up three girls and being like, I'm gonna fucking lick these girls out here. And they're just dirty fucking...
they've got wristbands!
You can do whatever you want, my feet. Oh, why? Yours.
It's like going into Laveries on Saturday night. I like feet.
I hear they smell nice.
Oh, Jesus Christ! This guy's having a wank in his best fucking next boxers.
My feet.
Who's next? Oh, Jesus.
The Holocaust survivor? God love
him. It's too much.
Don't get picky now, you fucking AIDS victim. Sorry, love, I was going to buck you, but then you have blonde hair in a picture and all, but then I have the black hair and that into it.
So, what do you enjoy?
I also enjoy feet.
Oh, do you? Fair enough. What do you mean,
you're sitting there with like a porn star at night. Not the most attractive, but she will be a dirty, dirty bastard. And you're going, I like feet too. Anyone will show you your fucking feet. You know what I mean? Fuck her in the ass.
I'll show my feet. I'll show my feet.
Just agree to...
oh, Jesus.
Threw me completely. Foot fetish. Yeah. Foot fetish.
You said you haven't had one, you have two one day.
Do I do? I have two. I've had two. None all week.
Could you go seconds?
Oh, I would leave. Yeah, the other guy would have to be last. He was the most disgusting.
Aye.
Boobs man and a feet man.
And feet, yes. Hello.
Bum.
Can't wait to make balls drop.
I like that.
Put on his good boxers though, didn't he?
He didn't leave.
Mom, I wear the fucking porn star. Do you want the new clean ones? Do you want the new Calvins? Nah. My favorite ones are about 9 years old from fucking Dunn's.
The ones I got out of fucking...
used to be black, but they're kind of brown now. I throw them down, man.
Where's my kicks out of NV? Have you got my super dry kicks, boy?
What? You know this...
he's the skinniest cunt I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, he looks like fucking Christian Bale in The Machinist.
He looks like Anne Frank at the end.
Hopefully... I think she was all right. They just killed her. I bet you they pull his dick out. It's huge.
Massive.
Is there anything? Do you want to get naked, or?
Maybe not.
What do you want to do? I mean, you can stay dressed if you want, but be less
fun. Just get my shoes off, mate.
Might as well get it all.
Can I keep
off
my socks on?
Nah, get it all off, like.
You guys are wearing so many clothes today.
What the fuck? She, fair play, I mean, like, she has something wrong there. Like, also, what are they all just sucking their feet for? Is this like...
Is this the technique? Is like, if we ever get caught, maybe we don't have to get made fun of for being shit at bucking. I'll just suck your feet.
Oh, he can't get it up. God love him.
Oh, what are you doing, mate?
I'll do them all, like.
Oh, yeah, this is brilliant. Hold on. This guy'll do a bit more
fast.
Talk.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's fine. I've got a friend who's from up north and I can't understand him ever. I just go,
people talking too fast, I think it's putting her off with three fellas wanking in the same room. She's like,
do you want me trying to lick my pussy? You want to start like that?
That'll do.
Any red sauce?
That didn't work though. Well, apparently you tap man if you go.
Your man's they're the biggest nips.
Nips are huge. Okay. 99.9% of human bodies are shit.
Aye.
Aren't they like?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh why?
Pull my wire. She looks like she's about to fucking pull that off. That's like a Dumb and Dumber when he gets his tongue stuck to the rail. Do you know what I mean? She's like pulled it so thin.
It's like a fucking Stretch Armstrong.
Can I eat
your pussy now? Did he just say that?
McDonald's is closed.
Am I good?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everyone can let go of that.
Okay, Easter.
Huh?
Like in your pussy now.
Hello what?
Like in your pussy now.
Yeah.
I love. Oh, no, his teeth look like they were just hammered in.
Oh, he's got a fucking teeth comb over.
Yeah.
That's not my joke.
Who said that?
Tommy Tiernan, but that's exactly what it looks like.
Going for the boobs as well, are we? No way.
Now, there's been.
Like, she hasn't flinched and he's been down there a good 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, there's. Well, she's just had just two strings of dicks in it, and now he's like, num, num, num. He'd have been quicker just sucking them other boys off when they were waiting.
That pussy tastes good. Do you like that pussy?
Nope.
No, it tastes like two all bangs.
Tastes like two dicks. What is with his horse? Did he fall in fucking glass or something? Oh,
he's setting a hairbrush.
Yeah, missionary position.
That guy's playing with his nipples. That guy's pulling his wire and playing with his nipples.
Yes.
He's got his sports socks on. People are the worst, aren't they? I don't know what they were expecting to pick up.
This is fucking bananas.
Off the streets of Belfast. This couch. What the fuck? This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Why is there a mat?
Because it would be unsanitary.
It'd be uncouth to just do it in the bare floor over the back of a lorry, wouldn't it?
But like, people are shit. Yes, mate. Yeah, drill. Yeah.
There you go.
Wait.
straight to Pine Town, that guy. Those sucks.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, bro.
Good man, get the rhythm going.
Who am I?
How are you doing?
Hello, how's
this guy, like, the professional
porn star?
He's got the worst hair also of all time. Look at that guy all flustered in the face. Now, you know this guy's probably just going to rip. Now we're cooking.
There you go.
He's the headliner. This is like a comedy.
This is a comedy club, yeah.
This is like a comedy lineup.
Mic check 1, 2.
Get the professional on here. Now his hair.
Come on, you tits.
Oh, right, come on, you tits.
Oh, he gets the burr bracket as well. Still get the chewing gum in. Fucking yeah. Fair play.
Blurp. Come on the floor, sorry. My good rug.
Have you got a photo?
Have you all had fun?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Good time. Good time. Well, thanks very much for having us now.
Because you've all taken part today, you get a free 6 to 2 o'clock.
I can't get over that. I just can't. I can't believe.
Where else is there? Let's fucking look at there.
I mean, it's like you're fucking. Oh, it feels like. It's like you've. Do a bit of an open fucking, you know, submission type thing where it's like. Maybe firing your photo, like the people you're going to get on that day, just these random right. creepers, like, in their fucking sports socks, just sucking weird dick.
That was just a very... Like, if I had pimples on my arse the way your man had...
You wouldn't get your arse.
You wouldn't go.
Ever. Yeah, you just wouldn't.
You go, listen, I'd love to, but I've got a pimply arse right now.
Oh, I feel very sick. Anyway, we'll have some questions. Yeah, that's, and,
that might be up there with the worst ones I've ever watched.
But it's just, it's the seedy depravity of it all.
And the chabbiness of it. Like,
I mean,
the,
I actually have more respect now for, you know, top-end porn stars that are really fucking, you know, smashing that puss.
Aye.
You know, take good care of themselves, shave your asshole, you know what I mean?
Moisturize.
Stay in good nick, you know, maybe put a bit of makeup on the blemishes.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Get a nice haircut. Instead of just these, like, every dude had a body like those wee things out of Men in Black.
You know, yeah, all the weirdest looking people.
And the guys like look like they'd never read anyone ever.
Aye.
I feel like I'd be throwing a bit of weight around in
there.
I reckon,
you know
what I mean?
Just fucking destroy it.
I mean, she's a fucking pig dog. Oh, why?
Disgusting. But you're fucking...
It's a lot my pussy. And you're like, oh, is that it?
That worse after the aspirin, put it that way.
I don't know where it...
Aye.
I don't know where it fucking... Where it starts and where it ends.
And it doesn't matter now, but her arsehole was an Audi, which I had never seen before.
Yeah.
That's a prolapsed.
I'm not sure if you've done it before, but there's a webcam video with a guard from Belfast talking to Australian Brad, and it has me buckled. I can timestamp best bits and send. Let me know the best way. Nah, bro, I think I've
done the porn for the day.
I feel sick now.
Move along.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, the tickets are sold out for Limelight. Thanks to everyone who bought them. It's going to be fucking class. Also, I told people for ages, get tickets because they're going to sell out. And then it sells out. And then people are like, any chance of tickets? Yeah, there was chance of tickets. But there was lots of chance of tickets.
Tell you what, there is a chance of tickets for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mickey Bart at the Ulster Hall. October 25th, 2019.
Deers go on sale on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sort of mine.
You're going to sale on Wednesday?
No, I go on sale on Friday, sorry.
Is there any kind of special deal, Colin, where you can buy tickets for you at the Odyssey and me at the Ulster Hall where you get some sort of discount?
Well, yeah.
No, there isn't.
There's 1,000 early bird tickets going up on Friday, and then they're really not on sale till Monday. So
all my tickets are early bird. All 1,000.
You get them cheap on Friday, so tell you that. Yeah, early bird tickets on Friday.
Yeah.
Only 1,000 of them. Probably not sell 1,000 in one day, but sure.
If you did, I'd... be very, very happy for you.
Sure.
Then I'd go home when Brody Stevens was there.
By the way, that's
awful. I didn't mean that.
Everyone's like, also, I'm going to this show on Friday. Can you give such and such a shout out? Yeah, that's that. You'll be happy that you paid for that.
Yeah.
You'll be happy that you paid for a ticket to come see a live podcast and stand up.
And we read out birthdays.
And I'm like, you know, Kieran? Do we have a Kieran? Kieran, mate, your friends got in touch saying that. You wanted a shout out, and I would just like to say,
thanks for coming, mate.
Shout out to you, and it's your birthday, I believe.
It's his birthday, it's Kieran's birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday, and congrats on
everybody.
Stuff.
Happy birthday.
Stop ordering drinks at the bar.
Happy birthday. How old's Kieran? How old's Kieran?
Is that what do you do with yourself, Kieran? Oh, great. It's lovely to see you.
That's great. You don't look.
Unfortunately, that's the end of the night, folks. We've run out of time, and we're going to have to go.
Before we go, just a quick shout out here to Anto.
Anto.
It's Anto's birthday too. Well, it was actually Anto's birthday last week, but he got the tickets for his birthday. So,
yeah,
I just wanted to say,
and you know, he likes the videos that we
make.
He
loves the very big fan.
I know no one else in this. There's 500 people. I know no one else likes our stuff.
Come on, real quick,
but I know that these couple of people. Yeah,
sorry to interrupt. Just got a shout out here, James.
James as well. Oh, a lot of dudes. James'
birthday. Same day as Kieran's, actually. So today.
It says here, shout him out, rip him out,
rip
the bollocks out of him because he's a wee cunt.
That's James, your friends don't like him, mate.
I know. Let's get a look at like James.
You wee cunt.
Look at the fucking shape of you.
You
ugly
fucking
bastard.
I bet you you pissed the bed, haven't you?
You know what's going to happen later? You get drunk on your bed. Center of the bird just broke up. Depressed, are you?
I should take my kids too, didn't you?
Bet you did.
Because you're not a responsible, you're an irresponsible father, you see. Jamie, that's what happened. You're not a trustworthy man. And that's the problem. That's why you're out here on a Friday night drinking, trying to get us to talk to you.
Yeah.
But we're not going to.
Where's your children?
Yeah, we're going to play where they don't do shots.
You fucking piece of shit.
Thanks for buying tickets. Right enough. We do appreciate it.
Dude, can you give a shout out? Oh, wait, have you seen this Momo thing?
No.
It's some game that... but that's fucking terrifying. This
I am convinced that woman was sitting in front of me on the plane on the way back from New York.
But apparently there's a game that promotes self-harm that they're trying to ban on YouTube. So there you go. Just taking photos of tiles, you know what I mean? Grown man shit.
Aye.
You know, playing the Odyssey, keep my feet grounded by going to home base.
Good, well, that's it. Aye.
You know?
That's nice of you.
It's an IKEA yesterday. Wanted to kill myself.
Yeah?
Oh.
I love IKEA. But I've only been once for a treat because I obviously don't own any property or live anywhere. So
someone took it there for meatballs?
Yeah.
It blows my dick off that there's like, you look, the whole, in fact, it wasn't even that busy, but when you got past the food place, packed. Like, it was goddamn.
People literally go to eat. And it's the worst food in the world.
Oh, yeah. People are idiots. Maureen's like... Actually, do you know what put me off? It's a furniture shop. And then second of all, someone got a hot dog one time and it was literally... I bit it and I was like, this is what cooked cock would be like. That's what it... You know, I was like, this is like dick skin.
Mushy fucking...
Dick
yeah.
skin with fucking...
Not even the mayonnaise. Full cock. The fucking... What do you call it? The schmeckle?
The old foreskin?
Yeah. Mm. Just rolled that all up into a wee bowl. Catsup.
People get mad about foreskins, don't they?
Crazy about them?
Like, if you were genuinely, like, you know, say you're a dirty pig, aren't you? You know?
Oh, I'm a filthy, you know filthy, I mean? Filthy
you
bastard.
Know, we're both a couple of dirty fucking, you know, just dirty bastards.
Yeah.
How big a fucking range of fanny shape is going to put you off? You know what I mean? Like, if there's a lot of, like, fucking girls, especially, like, American girls, I would be like, it has to be circumcised. I have to be, this is the shape of dick I like, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're a dude, you don't have that luxury. You can't be like... You can't
What's
be,
that?
You can't get right down to it and be like, don't like it.
Aye.
Don't like that extra wee bit of skin.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Here, it's all fucking din-dins to me.
I know. It's like pizza, isn't it?
I eat pussy with chopsticks, baby. do you know what I was thinking? Where does the foreskin stop? And like, it's literally just, the foreskin is just a wee fucking bit around the top, isn't it?
Well, if you imagine
like the pull of neck.
If you imagine it like this, right? That's the inside of your dick, okay? And the foreskin, I think,
let me see.
Say starts, attaches there, goes up, turns.
I can't see
past and goes back down. Now, this is a very rudimentary drawing. Now, for example.
Bang on right side.
do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So like, as you yank it down, it all just unfolds from there.
So when you get circumcised, they just get rid of that bit.
Yeah,
up here
they basically cut it off, right? Roll it back, and there will be a natural cut there, and then they just reattach it down here. So your bulb,
they reattach it.
Your bulb is exposed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. The more you know.
Here's the deal: get it erect, yank it back. Stuff it on
fucking
in there
go for it.
And tell me if you can feel it inside.
Uh-huh.
When there's no room for none. Like it's not.
Plenty of room when I did, to be honest with you. You can walk about.
Wonder is there any girl just being like, oh my god, I can feel your foreskin. Inside me.
See, so I did hear things
and
somewhere.
And you're like, that's my foot dick.
That's my finger, you stupid cunt. I'm over here.
Yeah, my fingers are foreskins too. I don't hear you fucking yapping about that. You ugly bastard.
You fucking mutter. I can't even. I had to pause and think of mutter. That's
you fucking,
how fucking tired I am.
You
fucking mother. Ugly woman. Right, question the fuck.
James McSorley, do you see a difference between comedy bits that make you laugh and bits that you think are really well written? Yeah, of course. Like the David Tell kicked her in the pussy bit is fucking unbelievable, but simpler stuff makes me laugh more.
Do you mean Dave Chappelle character in the pussy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, I did laugh my head off at that, but it was a surprise. And then also, I was just like, you fucking bastard.
Aye.
But, yeah, there's definitely bits that you're just like, that's very clever. But the other... I love silly shit. I love laughing at silly stuff.
I was talking with this the other day. With somebody... the amount of comedians that just love, like, farts and poop and fucking... Like, comedians do laugh at the daftest shit in the world.
Oh, yeah. Ass cunt. Ass cunt. Laugh my fucking head off.
Somebody was telling me a story about, like, Jon Stewart whenever he first took over The Daily Show. Some guy was interviewing him, and he was like, so, like, how do you feel about your duties in the Daily Show? And Jon Stewart was like, you said duties. And for half an hour, just laughed during the interview.
Of course, yeah. Have you ever had a paranormal experience? Only in the toilet.
Nah.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I ghosted a girl once. I guess. No, don't think so.
No, me neither. Have you ever been to Belfast Giants? If so, would you ever go back? I feel like absolute units on ice skates beating the shit out of each other would be something you might enjoy. We should definitely go because it would be quite the piss up.
That'd be a good session.
Get those big tall beers and get wrecked.
Aye.
Did he do a Liam Neeson when he was in New York?
I did the joke.
Did you?
Yeah, went down a fucking treat.
Which one's your joke again?
Yes.
No, I get it. What about the bit? Oh, you weren't here. I'm going to show you the clip. I did a bit about the jihadi girl at the last Lavery's. And I just made it up on stage and it was wild funny. I'll show you.
I do.
And it was so simple. It's not even a joke. I'll show you in a minute. Killing session. I was wild nervous and went up and I was
fucking sometimes up. That's what you need is a wee bit of nerves, you know.
If someone gets a boob job to decrease bent. If someone gets a boob job to decrease bench press range of motion, is that cheating? Long-standing argument needs settled. Rob Cook.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, obviously, the bar has to travel less far if your tits are hitting it.
Oh, I know that.
That's why my bench is through the roof, sir. Actually, that's a lie. I haven't benched heavy in quite some time. Gone off it. I'd rather train more regularly than be wrecked twice a week. You know what I'm saying?
Aye.
Everyone's body's different. Like, you know, that's why like really good bench pressers are like, their arms are short and their tits are massive.
Okay. Yeah.
But is it cheating?
Are people getting fucking fake tits put in?
Just for that? Don't know.
Is that like, but you'd is that mean, a female bodybuilder type I mean, of shit? Or like?
The thing is, like, there's a bit of a bounce off your chest when you're doing a bench press. Sometimes. But are you really going to want to be dropping that much weight on a fucking silicone implant and then back up? You probably want to avoid it, I would imagine.
I would say so.
I don't know. That's like going, you know, like, yeah, like sometimes you see people doing deadlifts and you're like, the guy's doing like a sumo deadlift and he's fucking 5'6" and built like a shit house. Of course the bar has to travel like not that far.
Aye.
So I don't know.
That's why it's hard for me to deadlift because I'm 6'2". 6'3".
Well, like, look at your man fucking Thor Bjornsson, Sting.
Aye.
Cunt's enormous, but he still deadlifts like a fucking, like a goddamn crane. I don't know what that means. How did you make meet Aaron and your first impression? How did you make meet Aaron, first impressions? We met him in Oma after one of them gigs.
Oh, you met him in Asda first, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was like literally the day after, the day before or something.
Aye.
I don't know. I just thought he was just like another teenager knocking on
me. Yeah.
Because this before his head really blew up. He just looked like a regular.
We didn't have teenagers just knocking about. We had a harem.
Yeah. If I was a gay paedophile, I'd clean up. And I've said that for years.
Yeah.
Dudes coming up to me like, oh my God, yeah. Did Mickey do shows in NYC? If so, way to promote yourself, lad.
I did do shows, but I wasn't allowed to promote it because I didn't have a visa. So
you bad fucking pup.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one's listening to the General Banter podcast.
From the fucking NWA, whatever they're called.
Plans for any gigs outside of Northern Ireland. I only ask because it caused a debate in work here. But after taking it... What? Oh, sorry, there's two separate questions. I only ask because it caused a debate in work. But after taking a shite, do you wipe your arse? It says do whip. Do you whip your arse?
I do.
Setting up or do you... sitting down or do you stand up to wipe it? It sounds mental, but we're split 70-30 here.
We talked about that. We've covered this before. I didn't remember. There was a guy in Mason's one night brought that up on stage, and I was always a sitter and didn't even know that standing up to wipe your ass was a thing. And then I tried it, and it is way more efficient.
If you want to work out and wipe your ass at the same time,
I suppose. Well, obviously, I tried it when I was in my sort of mid-20s. I was slightly healthier. Yeah. No, I mean, there's way too much wiping for me now to be standing up at a bent over position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, every shit I take is a reset button.
Every shit I take,
I've been watching
you. Every sheet I break, every single day, every minute, and I shit myself.
Fucking
picking up.
It's a reset button on the wash thing. Like, it's every time we take a shit, like, it's like back to square one.
I think we should
by square one, I mean the shower.
Yeah, we should make that one with fucking Puff Duty. P Duty.
Pete Doherty.
If knackered. Ring Sting in the police. if you had to be in a plane crash, no thanks. And stranded on an island, a la Lost. A la Lost. Who would you choose to be on the plane? Donald Trump. Someone they would come find.
Aye. You know what I mean? Really good, yeah.
Beyonce.
Madeline McKay. Oh, no.
more chance of finding her than in the sea. Yeah, by piranhas. I don't know. Fucking Ray Mears and nine hot bitches.
Aye. Bear Grylls.
Grylls.
Bear Grylls. I somebody that knows how to fucking make a steak out of bark.
Yeah. Arr. Where did Mickey gargle in New York? And what was he gargling?
There was a fucking bar called the Patriot Saloon where it was like $4 a beer. It was like a fucking really dingy version of Hooters. And it was around the corner from where I was living. It was class.
Milkers.
yeah, Otters.
I was talking to Maureen's uncle, who we met in the shop there. Uh-huh. And he goes, he was talking to someone, he goes, there's this stuff called udder mint, which they give the cows with dodgy tits.
Right.
And you wank it all over its tit. But apparently...
For your knees.
Yeah, if you put it on your body, it's like fucking heals it right.
My auntie's got needs two knee replacements. She uses it. She says, she's like, son, I'm telling you now.
I wake up, I milk my knees under a cup, and I have fucking cereal, and I'm flying.
That's me.
That's so funny. Like, udder mint. Utter mint! That's utter mint.
Huh.
A video showing us how you make a burrito bowl would be class, would it? will you be watching the UFC this Saturday? I'll watch it the next day because I can't be fucked.
Who's scrapping this Saturday?
John Jones, hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Have you thought anymore about trying psilocybin like magic truffles in Amsterdam? I'd love to take mushrooms, but I don't want to take them in Amsterdam. I want to take them home and do them in a field here. Do you own... any other tops? You cheeky bastard. I'll tell you what though, I did wear that hoodie in a thing last week, right? And then I fucked it in the wash basket. And then I had to do a lot of manual moving and shifting. Uh-huh. So I took it out of the wash basket and I put on a dirty hoodie, which I then proceeded to wear for about 4 days straight. And then I did a workout in this just to put the nail in the coffin.
It happens.
I put it on for workout this morning, so now it's getting washed and now I'm in a different hoodie. So
the amount of
thanks
times
very much for asking. Cranky McFunhouse, you fucking ass.
Pass remarkable bastard, you.
Oh no, VNAR fucking you don't even have a fucking profile photo.
Aye.
Which did you make that just to make that comment? You fucking utter fucking twat.
Hoodie.
Favorite comedy festival to do within Ireland and outside of Ireland. I don't get invited.
I've only ever done Galway.
Galway.
It's or the Gas Yard Fela in Derry, which was interesting. Near good shot.
What was all that word you just said?
I was fiending for...
what were they said again?
The Gas Yard Fela.
Oh, Gas Yard.
So I said Gas Yard with a fada on top of it there, so that's probably where the pronunciation got confusing.
I thought that was all one Irish term.
That's Gas Yard Fela. Like,
the fuck is that?
Like? Or the old town.
Last question. What's the most awkward situation you've had on stage or off stage?
That's pretty awkward. That's pretty awkward. I'll tell you. I might say this for the fucking live podcast. A woman banged into me with her fanny in the plane today. And then was like, sir, excuse me. And I was like, well, get your blurt out of my fucking elbow. Bring your gay over here. Complain to me.
Was it squishy? Was your hat?
No, like an old... Like she was wearing a bum bag. It did not protect her.
Got her with the uppercut.
Just came over, yeah. Fucking bit the bastard.
That's like the woman giving me the queef lesson after fucking Manchester gig. It's actually got a name, darling. It's queef. It's when an unexpected pocket of air releases from your vagina.
In the labia majora.
And it's not as abrupt as a fart. It kind of slaps out. I was like, I was lost in your eyes for a second there.
Lost in your ass.
Do you ever see those older ladies who are like, it'd be nice if she just gave me a hand job? You know, you're not attracted to them, but they're like caring.
Never.
There you go, darling.
I've never looked at an old woman's hand.
She wasn't that old. Like, I'm talking, she's about mid-50s, 60.
That's pretty old.
Depends.
Like, that's
on the neck you keep yourself in.
That's pretty old, like.
I mean, that doll on the bus a second ago, she had a 60-year-old fanny.
That is true. That was an old... I've never seen a porn star's vagina look dry before, do you know what I mean?
Why was that dude's body so spotty?
We're not going to sleep tonight.
Why was his arse look...
I reckon that's folliculitis.
It looked like someone shot him in the ass with a fucking shotgun.
Yeah.
Folliculitis?
Yeah. If you get hair follicles get infected, it happens to me sometimes in my arms. Never done my ass, though. You want to Google, don't you?
Yeah. Like follicle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely did have that.
Yeah. Is that one... That looks like a pimple in pubes. Oh, it's a face.
No, that's a... Folliculitis. Folliculitis.
That's... Well, that's one big flap there.
Follicular ball bag. That's gross.
Yep. That's fucking... That's not... That's genital warts, that one.
So rank. So this guy's got an ass full of folliculitis. That's the name of the fucking...
Folliculitis. An ass full of folliculitis.
Folliculitis.
Folliculitis and you know, clap your hands.
His name was Folliculitis. Husband to a murdered wife. Father to a pimply son. And I will have my pus. Folliculitis. Have you reported to King Folliculitis?
Ow! Ow! I'm gone. Go on, I'm so tired.
Oh, my days.
Oh, fuck me box, Jim.
Yes, so here's what's happening. Here's a bunch of shit I'm promoting, right? Tickets for Mickey Bartlett's show go on sale tomorrow.
10 a.m.
I'm getting a cut of those. They go on sale 10 a.m. Wednesday the 27th. My show officially gets announced tomorrow. My tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Okay? Friday the whatever the 1st of March.
Yeah.
10 a.m. Early bird tickets for the Odyssey or the SSE Arena. They're a bit cheaper than the regular ticks. And I dare say get on those pretty quickly too because... It sounds like a lot of people, but we have a fucking guts of a year to promote it, so they won't fucking hang around. Like, get on all the tickets. Get on Mickey's. Get yourself a fucking, you know, priority balcony seat.
Come down and see it, because I think it might be all right. I was very nervous when I first booked it, and then when it announced it on Monday, I actually thought, fuck, this might be okay.
It'd be grand. It'd be fucking no wee buns. Yeah, that's on sale. Lavery's is on the 6th. We're back in Lav's. Let me check the lineup. I
believe I'm on.
You may well be, Mick, you know. Let me just double check that. Lavery's Comedy Club is getting beyond a joke, sir. It is getting beyond a joke. Yeah, Mickey Bartlett, George Quinn, Ronan Linsky, Colin Geddes. That's a fucking
nice. No women.
Great wee lineup. Not on that particular one. Cause that's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah, that's happening. And then the 12th of March is Dave's charity gig at the Black Box.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you go on the Black Box website, you might be able, the tickets are £20 for Cancer Care Marie Curie.
Yeah.
Raising funds for
great
that.
Cause.
12th of March, full lineup of bastards, and it'll just be fun. Everyone doing wee short sets. And is that about it?
My Edinburgh Fringe shows are going to go on sale soon as well. I don't know when, though, but keep an eye out on Facebook and Twitter and I'll let you know.
There will be two more big General Banter podcasts this year.
Yeah.
So in a couple of months there'll be another one. So I'll probably announce that as soon as this one's silent. You know what I mean? So, and come out and support the boys, you know what I mean? Because, like I said,
nobody else is doing it.
There's going to be fucking superstars in this country and the industry, quote unquote, hasn't paid them any attention yet. And they're going to be like, I think you're doing the Odyssey in the Ulster Hall and Sheen's doing the Waterfront. Can we get involved in this somehow? And you're just like, hey, do you know what?
Happen.
Go on Amazon.com, type in snorkels and have it delivered.
I'm just
Amazon Prime next day, put it on, dive in my ass.
And then I'm just going to go and also give my head peace.
That's EastEnders, mate.
Oh, fuck, so it is.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's watch lots of porn. Ding, ting, ding, ding, ding. Right, we're out of here.
Okay.
Take it easy,
bye.
Aye. Ass cunt. Ass cunt. Ass cunt.